News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Because funeral directors in the southeast of the country are waiting on a decision for a planning application that would see a crematorium built on the outskirts of Waterford. It comes as cremation is an increasingly popular practice around Ireland. Aidan Walsh from Aidan Walsh and Sons Funeral Directors filed the planning application. He joins us now. Aidan, when are you hoping to hear in relation to the planning application, and are you expecting it to be a positive outcome?
Well, look, it's a long shot, but in September we're due to find the decision is to come out, like, you know, whether we will get the planning or not. Like, if given the opportunity, I suppose it will be great for Waterford and great for the southeast, because currently, like, we're travelling distances like of 2 hours each time to and from a crematorium. Like, our nearest crematorium is in Rinniskiddy at the moment, and alternative to that is Shannon or Dublin. Like, so.
Okay, that is a hike. Just before we get to, you know, the increasing demand for cremation, why did you describe it as a long shot, your application?
Oh, sure. Look, I think, like, you know, already planning permission has been, like, planning permission has been tried to be sought for several crematoriums throughout the country, like, and they've been turned down, you know. So I do feel there's a huge need for it in our area. And certainly Waterford doesn't have one, or the southeast in any way.
And I'm curious, are these are they turned down? Are there multiple objections to these applications?
Sure, it would be, like, you know, and I suppose, like, the fact that there's huge concerns, I suppose, from people within the area on environmental impact and different things like that, and these concerns are, I suppose, echoed throughout social media. And, you know, but if a person has it in their mind that they want to be cremated, like, they're going to go and travel to these facilities, and they're just kind of shocked when they come to a funeral director like ourselves in rural Ireland that we're not able to facilitate that, and that we have to travel such long distances to go
it's kind of squaring the circle, really, because people increasingly want cremations. But people increasingly seem not to want crematoriums.
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable, like, you know. But nationally, it's about 30% now, and
30% of people who die opt for cremation.
Like, and it's a huge increase, like, you know, and it's becoming more and more popular every time. Like, and I see it here all the time, and the experience for people who go to a crematorium that are much nearer to a crematorium is much better for them, because, like, they simply have their service and they go on to the...
The last thing you want to do on the day you lose a loved one is have to drive 2 hours. I mean, it's very difficult.
And time slots then doesn't permit that. Like, you know, you could end up, like, having a morning service, and then you might, again... It could be late evening by the time that your availability in any of these crematoriums might be available to you, because those that are nearer can get there sooner. And, you know, so we're very limited like that. But, like, we would love to be able to provide this facility. And, like, if you were to go online, you would see the facility that currently exists there, like, you know, and you can take a virtual tour of our own funeral home and our own chapel. And this is virtually just an extension to facilitate the cremator, and then to provide an extra chapel on the other side of the building.
Just lastly on this, is there fear-mongering about having a crematorium in your locality and the environmental impacts, the health impacts? Is there a lot of fear-mongering online? Is that what you were alluding to?
I would say, like, you know, a lot of people just aren't aware, like, you know, like, that they are very environmentally friendly, and, like, that they all, like, the companies that supply all these cremators, like, are the leading companies in Europe, like, you know, and, like, they're specialized equipment, like, you know, which is used, and, like, they're 99%, like, you know, less impact on the environment, like, so we just want to be able to provide the essential services that people need on the time of a bereavement, and provide them locally. And if we can do that here in Waterford, and provide that to other funeral directors, and give people the opportunity to have a less stressful experience, that we'll be after achieving that, you know. So that's all really. And I suppose that we'll make this available to every funeral firm within the Southeast.
Aidan Walsh from Aidan Walsh and Sons Funeral Directors, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. It's an extraordinary thing here, a huge demand for the service, but nobody wants the actual crematoriums.
We are the biggest bunch of NIMBYs, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be cremated. I know this. I don't like the idea of being buried, and I think that's lots of people. Having said that, I think a new crematorium has opened in Greystones. I'm pretty sure I walked by one in a little cottage, actually.
Obviously, Aidan was saying there's a lot of planning issues in relation to this. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.